This is Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. Welcome to edition 2024, recorded on Thursday, the 23rd of August, 2018. Hello, and I am Sam Elmhurst, and I'm joined by...
Don Cleaver. Today we have our usual mix of items with news from the evening news about the city and some letters to the evening news and a feature in this part one about Norwich's Foundry Bridge. Welcome to our three new listeners. We hope you enjoy our choice of items from this week's newspaper.
So we'll start off with some of those news items. It's exam results time in August, and last Thursday the A-level results were out. The paper gave us chapter and verse, then there was drama in the skies for a Norwich Airport flight, and a good news story as the city's beautiful octagon chapel in Colgate received a grant for essential repairs. But we will start with the sad news of the closure of a Vandal factory. The curtain has been brought down on another shoemaking stalwart in Norwich. After 82 years in the city, Vandal is shutting its factory in Dibden Road at the end of the month after rising costs and a drop in wholesale trade made the facility financially unviable. But parent company, Florida Group, has offered assurances of its commitment to Norwich, with plans to move to a new warehouse and office in the city next year, where some of the factory's eight staff could be redeployed. Only around 15% of Vandal's manufacturing is still done in Norwich, with most taking place in India and Italy. The fall in the value of the pound since the EU referendum had pushed its costs up by 20%. The decline of independent shoe retailers has also dealt a large blow to the company, which has lost around 60% of its customers in the past 8 years.
There were celebrations in most corners of Norwich as students at city schools shook off tougher exams to score top places, grades. The majority of students and staff were enjoying strong results, with many even noting improved scores on last year. Helsdon High School saw their figure increase from 76% to 86%. Which sixth form director Richard Taylor said was one of its highest results. There have been some outstanding grades achieved across a range of subjects, and this a particular impressive considering this year's cohort have had the challenge of studying new and reformed qualifications, he said. But they weren't alone. City College, Norwich City of Norwich School, Jane Austen College, Sprowston High, University Technical College Norfolk, Ormiston Victory Academy and Taverham High all recorded increases on last year, despite a particularly challenging climate.
Scared passengers endured an hour of uncertainty last Saturday when their flight was forced to circle around Norfolk following a bird strike. Emergency services were called in to Norwich Airport after reports came in of the circling plane as they installed roadblocks nearby. The flight from Norwich to Dalaman, Turkey, took off at 7:49 p.m., and was circling over Norfolk between Dereham and Wroxham since shortly after takeoff, around 9 p.m. Passengers were told they had suffered a bird strike, which is an aviation term for being hit by a bird. It was then diverted to Brussels Airport, where it landed around 9:45 p.m. before taking off again for Turkey. A fire service spokesman said eight crews were called to the scene. A passenger who did not want to be named was on the Freebird Airlines flight. He said, "It was very unclear and difficult to understand the pilot, but he said we hit two things and had to return to Norwich. We circled for ages and then ended up in Brussels. It was pretty scary as we were going up and down and had a complete lack of information." The passenger said emergency services were lining the runway at Brussels Airport, but that the landing was not too bad.
Trustees of a quirky building tucked away in Norwich have high hopes for the future, thanks to a large grant. The Grade 2 listed Octagon Chapel on College Colgate, off Magdalen Street, has experienced problems with its infrastructure, and moves are being made to secure the future of this historic building. Built with 8 sides to enable all of the congregation to see and hear the preacher, the chapel has been in use since 1756. Historic England had added the idiosyncratic building to a list of structures at risk and awarded a grant in autumn 2015. Bruce Chilton, trustee, said, "No doubt Historic England added the chapel to their list because of the major problems with the roof. Now, I'm pleased to tell you that with a big grant from the Heritage Lottery Fund, the roof is now fixed, and with luck and good maintenance, sound for another 50 years. It's important to Norwich, both as a very different religious building and historically." Mr. Chilton thanked the people in Norwich for helping to raise money for a new facilities building. He said, "At last, we're able to start building in the coming week. Our beautiful building will always be difficult and expensive to maintain, but there is no danger that the Octagon Chapel might close."
Archaeologists are hoping an ancient temple will be the key to revealing further secrets about our county's fascinating Roman past. The temple is buried around 700 metres northeast of the Roman town of Venter Icenorum at Case of St Edmund near Norwich. Archaeologists believe that the site's excavation will help shed more light on the Roman occupation of the area. Project director Will Bowden said, "One of the big mysteries of Caister, Roman town, is why the town is where it is. Although the temple now appears to be quite away from the Roman town, we really need to consider it as a key part of Venter Icenorum. Some of the previous finds suggest that activity at the temple may stretch back into the pre-Roman period and thus be earlier than the town itself. The temple, located off Caister Lane, is within a 200-metre by 150-metre walled enclosure. Excavations will also cover a larger building at the site, known as the Priest's House, which has never been investigated before." Mr. Bowden, who is an associate professor of Roman archaeology at Nottingham University, said, "The whole thing sits off a big Roman road that runs diagonally from the Roman town, and the temple would have been a key feature as you go in."